Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate you having us on today. Austin, of course, is going to rip into the weather here in just a few minutes, but I can tell you in advance, get ready for an Arctic blast starting this weekend. On Sunday, coldest temperatures of the season descending from the north, dropping temps in Pensacola to a frigid 27 degrees.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
I'm not through yet. Ouch.
I'm not through yet. Pause for it. Ouch.
There you go.
Yeah, that stinks.
I wanted to make an impact there, you know?
No, I get you. Because, well, and an impact is very much needed. I mean, seeing temperatures like that around here, even for January, that's pretty wild.
Okay, stocks ended mixed today despite an encouraging update on inflation. Jerry Willis has the numbers for you.
Stocks ending mixed on softer-than-expected inflation data at the close. The Dow higher by 221, the S&P rising 6, the NASDAQ down 43. Today's economic data showing inflation at the wholesale level rising just 2% in December compared to 4% in November. Those numbers easing inflation worries. Big tech and growth stocks were mixed in choppy action. Healthcare and communications sectors lagged. Meanwhile, traders looking to consumer inflation data Wednesday. Also tomorrow, big bank stocks kick off the fourth quarter earnings season. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
You know, Chris, one of the things that we were touching on earlier this afternoon was TikTok. Of course, we've been following that potential ban that it's facing. Well, there was something swirling around on social media saying that billionaire Elon Musk was maybe open to purchasing it, and TikTok is saying no to that. Yesterday, it was Bloomberg that reported that option being considered by Musk's ex-social media platform taking over TikTok's U.S. operations. And in an exact statement, TikTok said, quote, "We can't be expected to comment on pure fiction." So that's their way of saying not even listening to that.
Okay, we're less than a week away from early voting in the Republican primary for the upcoming special election. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender.
So early voting's this Saturday till the following Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we're only hosting it at seven locations.
Okay, the 10 candidates vying for the Republican nod for the District 1 congressional seat, of course, going for that seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. Should be pretty interesting.
Absolutely. Just about 6:15 here. Hopefully, I don't have an interesting update because typically interesting is not good when we're talking about traffic and weather together. But this update is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization and develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Looking at the roads here, typically we don't have too much going on, and that appears to be the case now. Luckily, if you are dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. As for the weather, it's kind of chilly out tonight. Weather currently sitting at 51 degrees, low of 43 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy, high of 58, low of 42.
I know when I left out of here last evening, I could actually see my breath. It was so chilly.
Oh, yeah. That's becoming a common trend, and I love it.
That's freaking me out.
No, I'm like a kid. I walk out, and I smile and go.
Good for you. All right. Yeah. You just keep that over there.
Keep that youthful magic.
Okay, while we're talking about kids, let me throw in the word critters with that. Put it together. Mix it all around. You got yourself a Mardi Gras parade for children and pets.
Sure.
It's coming to Pensacola Beach on Saturday, February 8th. Parade organizers confirmed the parade is set for the Casino Beach parking lot. Anything that can be pushed or pulled is allowed. Motorized pedaled vehicles, skateboards, bicycles, and battery-powered vehicles are not allowed. If you want to attend the registration, it is at noon on the day of the parade. People in float registration free, but pet registration will cost you $10, and you and I had this conversation. We weren't sure if that was for the total $10 package, if you had like three pups or not.
Right.
Or is it $10 per pup?
I would assume it's 10 each.
Me too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm
10 for three dogs seems too good to be true.
Okay, FBI has released new information about the man responsible for the New Year's Day terror attack that left 14 dead in New Orleans. Tanya J. Powers has more details.
The update from the FBI raises the number of injured in the Bourbon Street terror attack from the previously reported 35 to 57. Officials also shared a photo of Shamsuddin Jabbar that was taken during his trip to New Orleans on November 10th. They say he became a more devout Muslim in 2022 before following extremist views in the spring of 2024. Investigators found that Jabbar's internet history showed he was looking into balcony access along Bourbon Street, as well as information on Mardi Gras and shootings that happened in the city as late as mid-November. Just hours before the New Year's Day attack, Jabbar had researched the Christmas market ramming attack in Germany 10 days prior. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, while we're on the subject of New Orleans, a federal judge says the New Orleans Police Department can begin the process of ending federal oversight. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Federal Judge Susie Morgan praised the New Orleans Police Department for changes that have been made since federal oversight began over a decade ago due to racially biased policing, but she said more work remains. So while the process of ending federal oversight can begin, there will be benchmarks to meet along the way here. Officials with the department told the judge Monday they've put in place new rules meant to keep the department free of racial and gender bias, that they're far more engaged with police community advisory boards. They say they've also hired 8 new sex crimes detectives and plan to work with a Harvard professor who will test for bias in their policing practices. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the state of Alabama has been listed among 6 with the highest levels of influenza in the U.S. According to a report released by the CDC Monday, most of the country is currently experiencing elevated levels of respiratory illness, but Alabama is included among several states categorized as hotspots with very high ratings in terms of COVID, RSV, and the flu. The CDC attributes part of the rise in respiratory illnesses to a lack of updated vaccines for many Americans. So if you're in South Alabama, be on the lookout.
Okay, there you are, thinking your kids were really dedicating too much time to those video games and not enough for studying.
Guilty.
Well, wait.
Back in my day.
Well, wait a second. This is something the kids can throw back now. Florida's high school graduation rate rose to 89.7%. This was during the 23-24 school year, an increase in 1.7 percentage points over the previous year's results, and that is the highest rate in Florida history. In Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, the school districts are celebrating a 0.5% increase over the previous year. So you see something positive that not all kids are dedicated all their time to the video games.
Yeah.
Some are studying.
And good for them.
Absolutely good for them. I'm all on the same page with you on that one.
6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody speaking, or rather not speaking too much, about Governor Ron DeSantis perhaps looking her way for Marco Rubio's replacement. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Hi, I'm Meg. Find out how tomorrow at 10 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel to help you find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's tomorrow at 10 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Belinda Carlisle strutting it across that stage this afternoon. Go-Go's.
Yeah, I was going to play Bangles, and I'm like, you know what? We've played a song of theirs recently, so I went to another girl band I was familiar with.
That was a rocked-out band in its day, and we had them at the World's Fair in 1984 over in New Orleans, and had a chance to actually entertain those young ladies in our city. It was pretty interesting. Belinda Carlisle, quite a very interesting talent. She's a mom now, got a couple of kids, but boy, she did rock it in the 80s for the Go-Go's. Mm. It was something else. 6:25, going down memory lane tonight. Chris Bryan here, Austin Price over there. Back in its days, in the late 60s, there used to be a place called Shackley's Pizza. It was across from Town and Country Plaza. Mm. And this is the days before, like, pineapple pizzas. We used to take cans of pineapple in there, and they would say, here, just put this on the pizza.
Right.
You know, and make a pineapple. Now it's common stuff.
Right. You know, has this, not nearly as taboo.
But where I'm going with this, my madness this afternoon, what may be the most expensive pineapple pizza in the world is on a menu in the United Kingdom. Lillian Wu has more on the trending story
Customers who order a pineapple topping on their pizza will be charged the equivalent of $122 for it at a restaurant in Norfolk, England, which is asking that eye-popping sum not for reasons like inflation or high demand, but as a deterrent against what it calls a tropical menace. The team at Lupa Pizza like pineapple in other things like pina coladas, but only reluctantly added the Hawaiian after several requests. It's now in a delivery app they use with a message reading, "For £100, you can have it. Order the champagne too. Go on, you monster." So far, no one's forked over the extra for the controversial combo, which runs at least five times more than their other pizzas. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Gotta have really fine-cut Canadian bacon ham.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
To make it happen.
Well, and that's the thing. I hate it when you mentioned finely cut. I hate it when a pizza slice has so much going on it. It's like too heavy.
It really isn't. The grease is rolling off.
Yeah, and it's like slumping. Yeah, that's terrible when stuff is falling off.
Here we are now, the food critics part of the program this afternoon.
In all seriousness, part of the traffic and weather is what we're getting into right now. We do have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is just as you're passing Ace Hardware traveling eastbound, towards the Oriole Beach area. So be on the lookout for that. Causing very minor congestion. Nothing too severe at this time. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 51 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow going to be pretty similar to today. Cloudy weather, high of 58, low of 42.
627 News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, we've been joking about the Trump in Greenland, purchasing Greenland for the U.S.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. Some of those residents over in Greenland are starting to react to the scenario being played out. Fox's Alex Hogan reporting from Nuuk, Greenland.
This has caused quite the stir here in Greenland. Most other Greenlanders quickly rejected Trump's statement, telling me that they found the words crazy or offensive. It's really been the focus of the attention here on the ground. Greenland is the largest island in the world. It's a Danish territory, although it has been self-ruling since 1979. The melting ice is opening up new shipping routes, which could slash shipping times. The island is also home to minerals, and the Prime Minister of Greenland here said that the island is going to try to increase cooperation with the U.S., not only defensively, but also as it pertains to mining.
I can see it now. Trump throws, okay, we'll bring Disney theme park up here.
Yeah, let's sweeten the deal.
And we'll throw a couple of things here and make it worth your
while.
We'll
put a Whataburger on this corner. Right. There you go. Does that sweeten the pot? Hinted at this before the break. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody isn't confirming whether she's spoken with Governor Ron DeSantis about a potential nomination to the U.S. Senate. She says she wouldn't discuss it in public without speaking to her family first. In a news conference on human trafficking, Moody would only confirm that she's spoken to DeSantis about issues related to the federal government. DeSantis ruled out nominating a member of Florida's U.S. House delegation to the seat once Marco Rubio is confirmed as Secretary of State.
2024 wasn't such a great year for boars had meat, you know, and
you're right,
and things like that. They had a lot of problems. Well, 25's not starting off too well as well. A popular deli meat brand, of course, Boar's Head, is back in the headlines after newly released inspection reports documented unsanitary conditions at multiple locations of their plants. Tanya J. Roberts.
Federal records show that inspectors found conditions including slime and general filth at three Boar's Head deli meat plants. The reports say inspections of plants in Newcastle, Indiana, Forest City, Arkansas, and Petersburg, Virginia turned up multiple instances of meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls, dripping condensation falling on food, mold, insects, and other problems dating back roughly 6 years. A Boar's Head plant in Jarrett, Virginia was shut down last year after a deadly listeria outbreak that left 10 dead. The USDA released the inspection records in response to Freedom of Information Act requests from news organizations. Boar's Head says the documented violations, quote, do not meet our high standards. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You seem like you had something to say there, or did you just bite your tongue? You're like,
no,
you know what?
I was just saying how beautiful their displays are in Publix and things like that at the supermarkets, and then having to hear that, I'm not sure I want to eat right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth faced heated questions for hours today, Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Hegseth only met with one Democratic senator before the hearing. That's the top Democrat on the panel, Jack Reed of Rhode Island. Democrats say the background check on Hegseth was not as detailed as it should have been. After all, it's completed for the president-elect. It's not a thorough, independent investigation.
Hegseth has denied accusations of sexual misconduct. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass responded to criticism of her handling of the Southern California wildfires that she hasn't been visible at the scenes of the fires. Bass says she doesn't always bring cameras.
I have met with evacuees. I have been in the fire zones. But I've also been trying to do everything that the city needs to respond to this as well.
The fires have killed at least 24 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Chinese government is reportedly mulling a plan that would allow Elon Musk to acquire TikTok's U.S. operations to keep the app from being banned, according to Bloomberg. The contingency is one of several options China is said to be exploring as the U.S. Supreme Court determines whether or not to uphold the law that calls for China-based ByteDance to divest TikTok's U.S. business. Stocks were mixed today after the producer price index came in lighter than expected, increasing 0.2% in December, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Dow gained 221, while the S&P 500 was up by 6, and the NASDAQ lost 43 points. Starbucks is now reversing its open-door policy, meaning if you want to hang out at a location or use the restroom, you'll have to buy something. Starbucks officials are saying the new rules are designed to prioritize its paying customers. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. TGL presented by SoFi is back tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we'll see the debut of 15-time major champion Tiger Woods as his Jupiter Links Golf Club squad, that also features Max Homa and Kevin Kisner, will be squaring off against the Los Angeles Golf Club, which consists of Colin Morikawa, Justin Rose, and Sahith Theegala. I'm Zach Gelb.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Dave Ramsey here, and I'd like to help you beat debt and win with money. Catch me every weekday from 1 to 4 on News Radio 1620.
And now on FM at 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. We love our texters. Man, we just got a great text in about the interview we had with Jerry Blank. Of course, Jerry, a longtime Pensacola native, made himself a Californian about 42 years ago. World-class karate champion, world champion. He had a big dojo in the Palisades, MMA teacher. And, of course, Jerry, living in SoCal, lost his home and business in that Palisades wildfire.
As I left, we started seeing smoke coming down, and then it got really bad, and it started getting close, and me and my daughter, and we said, we better start packing up. But we thought it was just going to be like a 3-day. We didn't know we were going to lose everything.
Absolutely. Jerry has launched a GoFundMe. Actually, his daughter launched the GoFundMe site. So far, he's raised about $30,000 to help rebuild that dojo. He will be in town in about 3 weeks or so doing his winter karate workshops out on the beach. Hundreds of students come out there, and he's bringing some of the kids in the Palisades area who lost everything.
Right.
They lost the green belt. They lost the yellow belt. They lost everything. He's bringing them to Pensacola for those winter sessions. And so he does a lot of great stuff for the community. And thanks for the nice comments from our texters. We do appreciate that.
Absolutely. Getting into some sports stuff here. We've been touching on this one a couple times throughout this afternoon. And the situation is not funny, but I think what this guy said is funny. The man accused of stalking WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark being held on bail. 55-year-old Michael Lewis made his first court appearance Tuesday, and after sitting down in his chair, Lewis just flat out said, "Guilty as charged." The judge entered a not guilty plea, though, on the defendant's behalf, saying that she would not accept a guilty plea during his initial hearing. The Texas man was arrested in Indianapolis over the weekend, touched on that yesterday, because he was sending numerous threats and sexually explicit messages to Clark via his social media accounts.
Okay, not sure what rabbit hole we're going down with this story, but a tarnished legacy for some medal winners from the Summer Games in Paris is surfacing. Ooh. CJ Papa has more.
A number of athletes taking to social media to show how the medals from the Paris Olympics are already losing their luster. The French institution responsible for producing French coins refused to report the number of medals returned, but a French website put that figure at over 100. The French Olympic Committee and the International Olympic Committee also would not reveal the figures when contacted by the Associated Press. Complaints from athletes started before the games ended August 11th, and recently two French swimmers posted images of their medals on social media, describing them as looking like crocodile skin or dating back to 1924. The IOC confirmed the replacement process will begin in the coming weeks. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wow. Not cool, France. What's that about? And touched on this some last hour. Tiger Woods making his debut this evening. It actually got underway at 6 o'clock. It's the Tomorrow Golf League. His Jupiter Links Club facing off against the LA Golf Club, which features Justin Rose. And if you don't know anything about the TGL, it's a tech-infused golf league that's co-founded by Woods and Rory McIlroy. Woods recently said he's hopeful to bring new fans to the game, and the TGL mixes a real indoor course with a virtual course. Three-person teams go head-to-head each week inside a new arena built at Florida's Palm Beach State College.
Okay, how do you watch it?
On ESPN.
Okay.
I was not expecting that. I was like, I'm done with the story. Yeah.
No, I was just kind of wrapping it up there for a summary of like, okay, how do you see it now?
Yeah, as I said, it started at 6 o'clock this afternoon / evening, and you can find that on ESPN.
Okay, 641 News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. We appreciate the ride this weekend. Of course, getting ready for the Ice Flyers playing Fayetteville Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they return to play Evansville on the 24th, which is a Friday evening, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center for those games. Small business optimism continued to rise with President-elect Trump's return to the White House. Therese Crowley explains what's going on.
Small business owners feeling better about the economy now than they have in the last 6 years, with a small business optimism index jumping to its highest since October 2018, the second straight reading above the 50-year average since the November election of Donald Trump. And the National Federation of Independent Business Uncertainty Index plunged 12 points to 86. 1 in 5 Main Street owners believe it's a good time to expand. 22% expect higher sales, buoyed by the Trump agenda to slash regulations, extend tax cuts, and lower inflation. Inflation's still the biggest bugaboo for 20% of owners surveyed, but 19% say hiring quality help is still their greatest problem. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And before we move off of sports entirely, just want to give you one last reminder that with the Rams winning last night, the divisional round is now set. If you didn't catch the game between the Rams Vikings, you just need to know that the Vikings sucked, the Rams didn't. On Saturday, you got Chiefs and Texans and Lions and Commanders taking on one another. Then on Sunday, you got the Bills and Ravens and that Eagles-Rams game. So we'll see how the Rams do against the, I believe it's the 2 seed. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that'll be pretty interesting. Major PR changes have come to Starbucks. On Monday, the company reversed its open door policy. You might remember this. About 6 years ago, the coffee chain began allowing non-paying guests to use restrooms or just basically allowed just to use the seats, hang around.
Yeah.
Well, things have changed. Now, Starbucks says enough is enough, issued a new code of conduct that requires customers to buy something if they want to stay inside that establishment. New policy takes effect January 27th at all of the chain's 11,000 locations in North America.
Speaking of corporations that are being involved with new protocols and so on and so forth, an anti-affirmative action organization suing McDonald's over a scholarship program for Hispanic and Latino students. Now you may be wondering, hey, what's that all about? Well, the legal action's taking place after the fast food giant ended some of its DEI practices. Students for Fair Admissions allege that the scholarship program unlawfully discriminates against students of other races and ethnicities. So McDonald's is in a position, I told you earlier, Chris, it's like, okay, well, we're dropping this DEI stuff, that DEI stuff, and then you got someone raising their hand saying, what about the other DEI stuff? And I'm sure this is going to snowball into something even bigger.
Okay, thinking about maybe buying a home. Selling a home. I always like to give you the mortgage numbers. They're out today. Mortgage News Daily. Average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage climbing ever so slowly every single day, it seems like. Now it's up to 7.24%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage climbing to 6.53%. I wonder how some of these legislators feel about Governor DeSantis calling a special session of the legislature ahead of President-elect Donald Trump swearing in. Now, this could all change because there is a disagreement between Republicans that may say, hey, let's just call it off. Ariel Placienta has more from WTVD.
Republican leadership has written a memo basically saying they don't believe a special session is necessary. And it's a highly unusual turn of events.
With the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump just days away, Governor Ron DeSantis announced Monday he's calling a special session. And the very first topic he mentioned was illegal immigration. State and local officials would be required to help the Trump administration enforce new immigration policies, DeSantis said. Their specific duties and the funding for them were going to be discussed in this special session. But late Monday, Republican legislative leadership sent memo to state lawmakers saying they're not interested in having a special session. The regular session begins in March, so some opponents argued this special session is unnecessary.
Alrighty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. We did have an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway just east of the Ace Hardware. However, that does not appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time. As for the weather, 51 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, 58 is your high, 42 is your low.
Okay, a lot of folks saying that Rams-Vikings game wasn't really pretty, especially if you were a Vikings fan.
I was about to say, that's because it wasn't pretty.
That's exactly right. Wild card weekend wrapping up in the NFL, and Joe Morgan has the details.
Monday night's matchup between the Rams and Vikings was played at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, due to the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. But the Rams had no issue playing away from home. Sean McVay's Rams dominated the Vikings 27-9, moving on to face the Eagles in the divisional round. The Rams' defense put the game away in the first half, sacking Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold six times and forcing two turnovers, including a 57-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown by Jared Verse.
Off to the races! And gone for the touchdown!
That was courtesy of ESPN as the Rams finished the night with nine sacks, tying an NFL playoff record. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, as we said earlier, Vikings just out of their element from start to finish there. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will not attend President-elect Trump's inauguration next week. Her office did not provide an explanation for why she will not be attending, but former President Obama is confirmed to be in attendance for the event. Michelle also did not attend former President Jimmy Carter's funeral last week. President-elect Trump's inauguration, of course, being held this upcoming Monday, January 20th.
Yeah, she's a bit of no-show for the past two events here.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
Inquiring minds want to know. Where is she?
But her not attending Jimmy Carter's funeral, that tells me this is not a political like situation. This is not a political rift. There's just something going on in her personal life.
Are we starting a rumor here?
But I'll say that's what I think is going on. But yes, thank you for stressing that, Chris. Just my opinion, nothing else. let's not have anybody running away with something here.
Okay, the Fearless Community Resource Center, that's a transitional housing site for men and women, is a haven for people who don't really have a place or home to call home. The not-for-profit corporation has opened a new shelter over on S Street. It's 1310 North S Street in Brownsville. It offers beds, food, and services for people just wanting to get back on their feet. Mm. Prayers go out to those folks.
100%. And luckily, it seems like this person's prayers have been answered. Princess Kate says her cancer now in remission. The British royal made the announcement in a statement posted on social media earlier today. The Princess of Wales said it is a relief to now be in remission and added that she remains focused on recovery. She revealed her cancer diagnosis last year, not long after King Charles also announced his own cancer battle. She said she is looking forward to a fulfilling year ahead and thanked everyone for the support she's received.
All right. You go. The Escambia Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the Escambia Sheriff Foundation, is holding a groundbreaking ceremony. This is for a law enforcement memorial plaza. The event's scheduled 2 o'clock Thursday in front of the Sheriff's Office. That's over on West Leonard. If you're setting your GPS or whatever, 1700 West Leonard Street. This project honors deputies who made the ultimate sacrifice. And that's, again, 2 o'clock on Thursday over at the Sheriff's Office.
All right. And the confirmation hearing for President Trump, or President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary, has wrapped. Army combat veteran and former Fox News host Pete Hegseth said he wants to bring back a warrior culture to the Pentagon. He faced grilling from Democrats, with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand saying Hegseth has desecrated service members, while Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed said he doesn't believe Hegseth is qualified for the job. Hegseth has faced allegations of sexual assault, excessive drinking, and racist and misogynistic remarks. Parks. He said the allegations by saying, a small handful of anonymous sources were allowed to run a smear campaign against him. Three protesters were escorted out of the hearing after interrupting his opening statement. So we've been seeing some B-roll footage and a lot of headlines about that on these screens here that we got, Chris, throughout this afternoon. And it's just a very needlessly dramatic situation, it seems.
I think there could be a big business for lip readers.
A lot of these things. As far as all that stuff that was being said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, big change may be issued on how the U.S. government officially views Cuba and its activities. There are changes coming south of the Florida Peninsula. I guarantee that. Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
President Biden is about to remove Cuba from the list of U.S.-designated state sponsors of terrorism. Speaking with reporters, senior administration officials say there is no evidence Cuba, the communist-ruled island some 90 miles from the tip of Florida, is supporting global terrorism. But it was President Trump in his days before leaving the White House in 2021 who placed Cuba on the list, and it's remained so until now. President Trump could reverse the Biden administration move next week. The official says the change comes following talks with the Catholic Church, which is securing the release of political prisoners in Cuba. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, keeping with the Trump theme, oddly enough, giving his thoughts on the idea of launching a special legislative session in Florida to address immigration, details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Better watch me. I'll let it roll. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know, I like that kind of music.
Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you flow along in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of the with this being the last bumper song, that's kind of the look I was going for, the vibe.
Well, you found it. 6:53, News Radio 92.3. Firefighters in SoCal working hard as the flames completely just destroyed communities, thousands of homes, buildings, burning more than 40,000 acres, as at least 24 people have now died. New figure, that's a revised figure. Fox Weather's Brady Campbell tells us the latest from Los Angeles.
Many people are still unable to return to where their homes and businesses once stood or still stand. This as first responders ensure safety and prepare for another Santa Ana strong wind event.
The winds are projected with the low humidity, so those little bitty hot spots that we may not think are a big deal could be significant when the winds come back in with the low humidity. So that's kind of been our priority.
Now, the strong Santa Ana winds are expected to relax a bit on Wednesday, but people can still expect to experience gusty winds through the end of the week. Rain, not in the foreseeable future. In Los Angeles, I'm Brandi Campbell, Fox Weather.
Alrighty, 6:55 on the nose here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's been a pretty uneventful hour. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads, luckily. As for the weather, 51 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 58, low of 42. Very late Wednesday night. Got about a 20% chance of showers. Not too much, but if you do get some rainfall, it seems like it will be relatively mild.
Okay, cold weather will be returning this weekend. It's pretty chilly out there right now, but this weekend it's going to be get down in the lower 30s. I believe that's what you're calling for. Be sure to protect those household pipes from freezing temperatures. Here's a few tips for you. Make sure you insulate those pipes or faucets in unheated areas. Disconnect and drain outdoor hoses. Run a trickle of water from the faucet furthest from the water line coming to your house. Usually this is in a room located at the back of the house or outside in the yard. And remember the backflow preventer. Don't let that thing freeze. Usually if you have a swimming pool, things like that,
right,
you've got a backflow preventer there. So just don't let it freeze.
Okay. And hinted at this before the break, President-elect Donald Trump, unsurprisingly, supporting the idea of launching a special legislative session in Florida to address immigration. Trump posted on his social media platform Truth Social earlier today, saying he hopes other governors will follow Governor Ron DeSantis's lead. DeSantis held a news conference yesterday calling on state lawmakers to get together in Tallahassee on the week of January 27th to prepare for the Trump administration's deportation program.
Wow, that should be interesting. SoCal business leaders unhappy and disappointed with those California Democratic leadership positions, saying they just weren't prepared. You know what I say? You know, how do you really get really prepared for something this magnitude? I mean, this was really like, I remember one of the fire chiefs was saying, we're prepared for a one or two.
Right.
For this, we're not. Nobody, you know, Armageddon's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, a one or two is another. And just like when I was speaking with Jerry Blank from the Palisades earlier this afternoon, usually, especially in his neighborhood, and I'm very familiar with that, Pepperdine University up in that area, you'd get a fire and then it'd be knocked down a day later. That's about as far as it would go. And that's what he said. The most we've ever seen, 3 days or so, but nothing to this degree. So just really bad out there in Southern California.
Right.
And seeing what's going on. You mentioned this story. I wanted to follow up with it because it really kind of inspired me there. It's the Princess of Wales, Kate.
Yes.
Says her cancer is in remission. And Jonathan Savage, he's in London, and he has more on this trending story.
Princess Catherine today visited the hospital where she received treatment for cancer last year. Kate later announcing on social media that her disease is now in remission, praising staff at the Royal Marsden Hospital in London, adding, "We couldn't have asked for more." On her visit, Catherine met others undergoing treatment for cancer. The princess first revealed a year ago that she'd undergone abdominal surgery, then in March disclosing she was being treated for an undisclosed form of cancer. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Alrighty, and wanted to touch on this real quick, just as a pop culture, more frivolous headline. Chris, you ever a big fan of the HBO series Sex and the City?
Oh, I loved it.
Alrighty, well, the real owner of the brownstone.
Big Daddy, I think she called him Big Daddy.
I don't know. I didn't watch it enough.
Hey, Big Daddy.
The real owner of the brownstone that was featured in the series, yeah, is Carrie Bradshaw's apartment, right, taking steps to keep fans of the show off her steps, according to Feed Me, who first reported the owner filed an application with the city's Landmarks Preservation Commission to put up a gate. The owner says the chain and no trespassing sign she was advised to put up isn't keeping fans off her steps or away from her doors and windows. The owner of 66 Perry Street needs to get permission to put up a gate because the brownstone is located in the Greenwich Village Historic District. Yeah, I remember the owner of the Breaking Bad house, I think, had similar issues or similar complaints about people coming up, trying to take photos of the house, always outside. And honestly, that's something you need to consider before you buy a famous home, assuming you know you're buying.
I told you that story about my parents. Their house was on Park Slope in Brooklyn.
Really?
They had a brownstone. Mm. And I went out there from the 40s, and I had a sepia tone photo of that house. I was standing across the street one day looking at the house to make sure that it was my parents' old house.
Yeah.
And the lady came out there and almost shot me for stalking her house.
Yeah, if you know you're buying a famous home, you're going to need to be prepared for stuff like that.
We'll be back at 4 tomorrow. See you then.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.